Peppermint Gum presents Island Venture. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen to another story in the Island Venture of Gil Perry, modern pioneer, ex-Navy hero, who has gone back to the islands of the Central Pacific to start an air service. Gil and his friend Trigger Brett are typical of the men of the Navy who fought through to victory and now are bringing their courage, their dauntless spirit, and their sound Navy training with them into peacetime enterprises. In just a moment now, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will bring you Island Venture.
Friends, as you know, millions of people like yourselves all over the United States are waiting to enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum once again. Retail shelves and counters have been empty of Wrigley's Spearmint for many, many months. Now, to give you a little idea of the big job we've got to do before we can even begin shipping Wrigley's Spearmint, we'd like to take you into the Wrigley factory for just a few seconds.
Here in this spacious department, the gum is being made. Over a long series of production lines, the gum flows through the many processes by which the ingredients are blended, shaped, conditioned, and wrapped. And each step is a precision job, supervised by skilled workers. These white-clad, alert workers know the size of the job ahead. More than a million retailers from coast to coast are waiting to be provided with enough Wrigley's Spearmint to begin supplying their customers. And the gum can't be started on its way until a sufficient flow of supply can be maintained. In another section of the factory, there are great stacks of empty cartons and boxes just waiting to be packed with fresh, delicious, satisfying Wrigley's Spearmint. And miles upon miles of laminated aluminum foil and waxed paper, empty wrappers waiting to protect the refreshing flavor of this nationwide favorite. But here, the gum is beginning the long journey down the production line. Soon it will reach the packaging department, and boxes and cartons will begin to fill up. But in an operation of this size, that takes time. And it requires a tremendous quantity of chewing gum. And still more time will be required to build a supply large enough to begin distribution. But we're working on it. Wrigley's Spearmint is in production. And soon the supply will begin to build.
I ain't doing nothing, mister.
Yeah? Well, who are you?
Are you Gilbert Perry?
I'm Perry, yeah. Who are you? What are you doing hanging around here?
I was looking for you, Mr. Perry. My name's George Tyson. Why, they told me down at the dock I'd find you here.
Okay, you found me. What do you want? We don't like strangers snooping around our plane.
I wasn't snooping, Mr. Perry. I didn't see anybody, so I was just kind of looking at it. That's a nice plane, that. I used to work on one like that.
Well, what did you want?
Well, job, if you'll give me one. Not a regular mechanics job. I ain't good enough for that, but if you give me some kind of a job, it'll keep me off the beach.
What do you mean, off the beach?
I ain't been working, not for a long time. I've been sick. I ain't asking for much, Mr. Perry. Any kind of a job. Cleaning up around the hangar, anything. I'll work cheap just for my board.
Okay. Pull yourself together. Maybe...
Well, you're a good guy, Mr. Perry. They told me you were a good guy, and you won't be sorry. I'll show you.
All right, I guess we can find something for you to do around here, and we'll talk about pay later when we see how you make out.
You'll see, Mr. Perry. I'm a good worker, and I'll work hard for you.
Skip it. You'll find a pair of dungarees over there in that locker. They ought to fit you. Put them on, and you can start in cleaning up that office. It sure needs it.
An island called Ilopan. White-capped waves leapfrogging toward a coral beach. Tropical flowers that break into wild flame against the deep green of palm trees. Houses with sun-bleached thatched roofs. A long hangar with Inter-Island Air Service painted over its doors. A tall, suntanned young man standing beside a silver-winged plane. And, walking along the dusty road, two girls. One, Polly Mendoza, dark-haired, dark-eyed, with dimples at the corners of her mouth. The other, Gil Perry stares, then grins and his lips move.
Baby, where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? You look like you'd spent the night at Mrs. Scaparelli's and were the first one up.
The girl had done up her golden hair so that the curly ends were on top of her head. As she walks, a firm little breeze is agitating a blue ribbon which binds it. And her pink cotton skirt is ballooning out and up, and she's laughingly holding it down about her slim legs. Gil Perry grins again and steps forward.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, Polly. I saw you coming up the road, so I came over.
It was sweet of you, too. But what took you so long to get here?
I'm only averaging 35 miles an hour today. Yeah, these are my heavy shoes.
Nancy, this is Gil Perry. Gil, Nancy Goodwin.
How do you do, Mr. Perry?
Hiya.
Polly's been telling me about you and Trigger Brett.
I'll bet Trigger suffered in the telling.
Well, somehow, it wasn't from anything Polly said, of course.
Oh, of course not.
But I got a vague impression that Trigger is composed of equal parts of Van Johnson, Casey at the bat, and Horatio at the bridge.
Don't tell me Polly didn't liken the lug to Bing Crosby. He sings, too, you know.
We didn't have too much time. I just got off the clipper, Mr. Perry.
The name's Gil. Are you going to be here long?
Well, that depends.
Oh, you'll like it here on Elo Pan, Nancy. You'll love it. Won't you, Polly?
Oh, am I included in this conversation? I was beginning to think I'd been put in the will call. I already gave her my sales talk, Gil. So did Father.
He's wonderful.
Pop Mendoza? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess wonderful's the word, all right.
Where's Trigger, Gil? Hasn't he come back yet?
He's due any minute. Well, there he comes in now, Polly. Look, Nancy, maybe this place doesn't look like so much in the daytime, but...
Tell her about the moon, Gil. Nancy's probably never seen one.
It's round, big, and yellow.
And if you look real close, can you see a man's face in it?
Oh, that's only visible when the right guy points it out to you. Now,
oh, here comes Trigger,
a...
Gil. He looks excited about something.
Yeah. Now, if you walk out on the beach there and sit down on those rocks,
hey,
you can watch...
Gil!
Hi, fella. You can watch the night birds flying down the path of the moon.
Hey, Gil, I gotta talk to you. It's important.
Can't you see he's busy? He's selling nightlife on Hilo Pan. Oh, this is Trigger, Nancy.
Hello, Trigger.
Hi. Oh. Where'd you come from?
She'll tell you all about it later, fella. Just take your papers and go sell them on the next corner. Right now...
Right now, I gotta talk to you about something.
Later?
It's doggone important, Gil.
Reminds me. I have a letter for you, Gil. Came in the clipper.
Huh?
Here, I'm sorry I forgot it.
Oh, from Dornbus. Excuse me a minute, Nancy. It's marked important.
Of course. Trigger and I will excuse you, too, Gil.
Mm-hmm. Dornbus wants us over on Telezozo tomorrow morning at 11, Trigger. He's got 20 cases of tortoiseshell for us.
At 11, huh?
Yeah, and that isn't all either. That contract we talked to him about...
He's going
to
sign it, huh?
Only not for 6 months, as we suggested, but for a year. A whole year, Trigger.
Well, we can use it.
Brother, are you enthusiastic? With all Adornbus business, we'll really go places.
Yeah, maybe. Wait till you hear what I got to tell you.
Oh. Excuse me, but you boys are busy, so I think I'll run along.
We'll be finished in a minute, Nancy. In less than a minute.
Well, I really have to go. I have to send a message.
But I'll see you tomorrow, won't I?
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. If you want to see me.
So long, guys. See you later.
Trigger, did you get a good look at her? Did you notice her eyes? Did you notice
her
hair?
Yeah, I noticed.
Hey, what's eating on you? You act like the Ancient Mariner with his sailor's license taken away.
Yeah, you'll act like I'm too in a minute.
Well, what's wrong? What's happened, Trigger?
Nothing's happened, but something's gonna.
Spill it. What cooks?
Some jokers have started up another airline here on the old pen.
Another airline? On the old pen? You mean
Yeah,
that...
I mean. They're using that old airstrip that the Army built in the old Army's air... Oh, hangars. But they got 3 2-engine jobs, no one bigger than ours.
Who's operating it, do you know?
I don't know who's running it, but they got quite a layout, radio antenna, and the works.
There isn't enough business on these islands yet for 2 airlines. And if they're a big outfit...
They're a big outfit. So it looks like we're loused up for good. And just when I was beginning to think I could write a check without first shuffling the stubs to see can I make it.
We're not licked yet. We got Dornbus business, or we'll have it tomorrow, and that alone will almost carry the nut. And we're in fairly solid with most of the planters and traders, so we'll make our trigger.
You hope?
Yeah, I hope.
White-hot sun is slowly climbing toward its zenith as the big two-engine plane with Inter-Island Air Service painted on its slim bow points its nose toward the west, toward the island of Telezozo. In its cabin, Gil Perry and Trigger Brett peer out at the mist-hidden horizon, and a tiny frown is tiptoeing across Trigger's forehead.
I never heard you so quiet. You ain't hardly opened your yap since we left Yellow Pen. What's bothering you?
Huh?
You stewing about that babe.
What babe?
Mary, Queen of Scots. What, babe? Did you notice her eyes, Trigger? Did you notice her hair, Trigger? Did you notice how she smiled, Trigger? Now he wants to know what, babe.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was thinking about that guy Tyson.
That slowpoke you gave the job to?
Yeah.
That bird that looked like his mother was scared by a caboose?
I can't quite figure the guy. He practically begged me for a job, and then he walks out without even saying so long.
Ah, nuts to him. There's Telezozo.
Yeah.
Hey, below on the landing strip.
I see it.
It's one of those planes I saw yesterday.
belongs to those jokers who are starting that airline.
They're not wasting any time getting around looking for business. Well, they won't get far with Dornbus. Get the flaps down, Trigger.
Mr. Perry, Mr. Brett, this is Mr. Strubel, who represents out here the Central Pacific Airlines.
Central Pacific, huh?
Don't you like the name, Mr. Brett?
Do I have to?
I'm afraid you do, Mr. Brett. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll be running along. There are several other islands I must call on today. But don't think it hasn't been a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Perry. And you too, Mr. Brett. I suppose I'll be bumping into you again for a while.
What do you mean by that, crack, Strubel? You'll be bumping into us plenty, and for a long while.
I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Dornbus, at 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for your business.
What's he driving at, Mr. Dornbus? Thanks for your business.
He makes to me a proposition, Mr. Perry. A very good proposition.
You mean you gave him them 20 cases of shell we came over for today?
You should know me better than that, Mr. Brett. You should know better than to think, even, that Jacob Dornbus on an order goes back.
Then, what's he mean, Mr. Dornbus? Not that year's contract you spoke about in the letter.
No, Mr. Perry. He refers to some cases of tortoise shell which tomorrow he will freight for me. At his price.
Under our price, huh? That's his proposition, isn't it? The cutthroat one.
I am a businessman, Mr. Perry, and my business with my head I do. I must run it with my head and not my heart.
How much did he slice the price?
2 cents on the mile, Mr. Brett.
2 cents, huh?
But perhaps you can meet it, John. You are my friends, my very good friends, and to you I would prefer very much to give my business. You can meet it, the price?
2 cents a mile cheaper? Not a chance, Mr. Dornbus. We couldn't cut a cent a mile off our price and break even.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perry. Believe me, I'm sorry.
Then he gets the contract too, huh?
But that to him I have only made the mention, Mr. Perry. I have not agreed. Tomorrow to him I give the small order. Does he prove himself reliable? Then, perhaps, the contract. I wish only you could meet their price.
Not a chance, Mr. Dornbus. We can't do it.
Yeah, we fooled up, huh, Gil? We're cooked. They'll make the same price to everybody.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Truly sorry. If only today you came earlier.
You said 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I said. But if only you arrived before Mr. Strubel. Then the contract be signed already. He comes signed up ready. He comes signed up. Before 1 hour ago of the Central Pacific Airlines, I have never even heard.
But he knew that you had 20 cases of shell going out today, huh? He knew that.
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, he tells me. Even the hour he knows.
Polly brought me your letter. It was still sealed. I read part of it aloud, but there was nobody there but Polly and you, Trigger, and...
That babe. That Nancy.
Leave her out of this.
What do you mean, leave her out? She was there once.
I said leave her out of this.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, please do not shout. Mrs. Dornbus is ill.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Dornbus. I didn't know. What's wrong with her?
I do not know. This morning she complains for the first time. I do not think it is serious. But now she rests.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Well, we're leaving anyway. Certainly hope your wife gets better, Mr. Dornbus. And... if we don't see you again...
Please do not make the talk like that, Mr. Perry. You will see me again, of course. Many times.
What for? Cause Doe to fly over here. And if there's no business...
There may be business, Mr. Brett. If Mr. Strubel, he is not reliable, then for him I will not sign the contract. I tell him that this morning. I tell him that after our little business tomorrow, I will by letter let his company know how I feel. Care of them, Mr. Goodwin.
Care of who?
Goodwin, he said the name was, I think. Yeah, here it is written down, N. Goodwin.
Only it ain't Mr. It's Miss. Miss Nancy Goodwin. What'd I tell you, Gil? What'd I say?
Yeah, you said. Oh, boy, what a Sambo I am. What a sucker she made out of me. Walks in, hands out some bright talk, and walks out with the best contract in the island.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perry. Very sorry. Now, I settle our account for the 20 cases of shell you for me freight today.
Now, let it ride, Mr. Dornbus. We'll send you a bill. I'm in a hurry to settle a little account of my own on Elo Pen.
Pop, Polly, anybody around?
Absolutamente, there's someone around. Or you think, son, you're guilty? Empire Hotel it runs herself?
It might be do better if it did.
Where's that good one, girl, Pop? You seen her?
Oh, yes, senor. She's one cute dish, huh, senor Gil?
Skip it, Pop. Where is she?
I'm right here. What's wrong, Gil?
Gonna play it innocent, huh? Okay, play it any way you want to. But of all the rotten tricks, the one you pulled yesterday wins all the prizes.
Gil, is this a gag?
Sure, it's a gag. A very funny joke. Trigger and I nearly died laughing this morning when we got over to Telezozo and found your pal Struble chiseling in on our business.
Struble?
I don't suppose you even know the gentleman.
Of course I know him. I work for him. He's manager of Central Pacific Airlines. But there must be some mistake, Gil.
You bet there's a mistake. I made it yesterday when I thought that you were just a nice little gal and let you hang around while I read a letter from Jacob Dornbus.
I remember you're reading a letter, Gil, but I didn't pay any attention to what you said. I was talking to Polly.
You play your part well, Miss Goodman. No wonder you're hired as a spy.
You're getting a little insulting, Mr. Perry.
Isn't that nice? Well, you put it over. That ought to make you feel good. In one day, you practically put us out of business. And I'll never forget your face, baby. Both of them.
Morning wanders across the sky. A curtain of black clouds, like racing shadows, moves across the sea, blotting out the sun. The wind, with a banshee's scream, leaps down on the palm trees and bends them to its will. On the outer reef, the surf roars like great white stallions, leaping, falling back, leaping again. Slender drumsticks of rain in a rising tattoo beat against the hangar roof as Gil Perry speaks.
This looks like a real storm, Trigger. We're grounded and no kidding.
Yeah, so's everybody else grounded. That makes you feel any better.
It doesn't. But we'll be grounded for keeps if we don't get the Dornbus contract.
You mean there's a chance we might get it?
I was thinking practically all night about it.
Yeah, I heard you tossing around.
Trying to figure some way that we could cut 2 cents a mile off our freight rates.
Hey, Gil, you can cut my pay if that'll help any.
It won't. But thanks just the same, fella. If there was only something... Who's that at the door?
Pop. Hi, Pop. You look like the drip that isn't necessary.
I feel like a drip, Trigger, on the outside and on the inside. Senor Gil, my Polly, she does not know that the Senorita Nancy is mixed up with that airline. Polly would not have bring her here if she knows that.
Oh, I never even gave that angle of it a thought, Pop.
But my Polly, she's worried.
Well, tell her to forget it. We never thought... Now who's coming in here? Well, this place is getting to be about as private as the Grand Central Station.
I want to talk to you, Gil, please.
Well, well, little buttercup. Out, baby, on your way.
Gil, please, I've got to talk to
Outside,
you.
Outside, Mata Hari.
Gil, I've got to talk to you. You must know I wouldn't have come here if it wasn't serious.
Baby, I'm going to count
just
up the
Just a second, Trigger.
I'll do it, General Gil. I won't even use my foot.
I said just a second.
Okay, Gil, ahead. Play, sucker.
What do you want, Miss Goodman? Please make it snappy.
Thank you, Gil. It isn't for myself. An hour ago, my company received a radio message from Telezozo. Mr. Dornbus' wife is very ill. Appendicitis, he thinks it is, and she must be operated on immediately.
So what? What's that got to do with us? Get Dr. Lopez and fly him over there. You got planes. Nice ones with wings and everything.
Dr. Lopez lives at the hotel, Miss Goodman. He'll go over with one of your pilots.
Well, I've already talked to Dr. Lopez, but our pilots won't take off in this storm.
Well, those guys are smarter than I thought they were.
Nobody she can fly in this storm.
Mrs. Dornbus will die.
This is a trick, Gil. Those monkeys this babe works for ain't satisfied to swipe our business. They want to wreck our planes, too.
You're being just a little ridiculous, aren't you, Mr. Brett? Gil, do you think after last night that I'd humiliate myself by asking you a favor?
Hooey!
I'm talking to you, Gil. There's a woman desperately ill. She must have medical attention. Now, are you going to let her die?
Swell. You ought to be in the movies. Now we bring in the horses. What's Mrs. Dornbus mean to you, Blondie?
Nothing. In the way you mean it, Mr. Brett. I've never even seen her. She's just a very sick woman who's going to die unless somebody helps her. Have you no feelings at all?
Gil, don't let this babe sell you. We couldn't stay up 10 minutes in the storm.
There's nobody any feelings in this place. There's nobody any thought for anybody but himself.
Where's Dr. Lopez, Miss Goodman?
Oh, Gil!
I'll get him. And thank you, Gil.
Nuts. Get the doctor. Come on, Trigger. Give me a hand with the plane. And keep your fingers crossed, Pop. We'll see you when we get back.
What do you mean you'll see me when you get back? You think when duty calls that I, Roland Luis Fernando Tomas Mendoza, wants to stay on the ground? Well, I do. But I'm going with you.
What do you think, Gil?
I don't know. If we can get more altitude...
Up, baby, up. Come on, climb for Papa, climb. Gil, we're not going to make it.
Stop talking. Try praying.
Me, I will do the praying, senor. Dr. Lopez and me.
Hey, Gil, we're going in. We're going to hit.
Not yet, fellow. Not yet. Get your back into it. There is the chance, Gil. We're
safe. Save your breath. Yes, pull.
In
into the heart of the tropic storm, into a wind that roars and shouts above the snarl of their engines, a wind that tears at their wings, that tosses them like a leaf, that beats them down, down to the towering wave tops. Lightning splits the sky like a cracked bowl. Blackness like soot closes in around them, and the wind still howls, still roars, still beats them toward the sea.
Our luck, guy. There's no end to this.
We'll make it.
Hey. Hey, she's climbing. We're going up. Oh, brother, I didn't believe it.
Now, if we can push our nose up over this storm.
Yeah, if.
Keep your eyes open for a clearing. Pop. Lopez, you watch, too. If we can find a break in this weather.
I will make the watch, senor. Eagle Eye Mendoza will make the watch. I think to the right. No.
Off to the left, Gil. There's a break. There's light.
Yes. The sun, she shines through the clouds, senor.
Ah, we're gonna make it, guys. We're gonna.
Sure, Trigger. What do you think? But Roland Luis Fernando Tomas Mendoza is here to help you. Anybody can do anything.
Hello, Zozo. Rain-drenched. Puddles of muddy water on the tiny airstrip. And three men standing by a silver-winged plane. Gil Perry, Trigger Brett, and Pop Mendoza. Their eyes turned anxiously toward a tin-roofed house.
3 hours the doc's been in there. How long does it take for one of them operations?
I don't know. It all depends.
Once when I have the operation.
Here we go. Well, tell us first, Pop. Did the doc use a knife or a buzzsaw?
Pipe down. Here comes Doc Lopez. How is she, Doc?
She will be all right, I think. But he's very lucky we come, senors. If the Senora Donbos has to wait until tomorrow, I think she's not be here.
Where's Mr. Donbos?
He's with his wife, Senor Gil, and a very grateful man.
Grateful, sure. But he can't even come out and say thanks.
He's busy, Trigger. You don't want thanks for a thing like this, do you?
Why not? We do the guy a big favor, don't we? We save his wife's life, don't we? I thought sure he'd come running out and say, well, here's the contract, boys.
Trigger, you make me ashamed.
Okay, but if you ask me, that's the least he could do.
We didn't ask you. Well, come on, let's get out of here. I still don't like the looks of that sky. We might be in for another blow. All right, all aboard, you guys.
Yeah. All right, Jason, you're the doctor.
The least he could do. The very least.
Forget it. Kick him over.
We risk our lives. We fly through a storm, and what do we get? Not even thanking. What kind of a bird is that door to us? If it was me, I'd hand it over that contract and a bonus with it.
Sometimes people don't do things for a reward, Trigger. Sometimes people do things just because it makes them feel good to do it. That contract's Dornbus' business. He can give it to whomever he pleases. And what we did today has got nothing to do with it.
Ah, that's a lot of malarkey. He knows if we don't get that contract, we're out of business.
That's enough, Trigger. Hey, Doc, you look kind of tired. Tough operation?
It was not easy, but today I've made two of the operations, and I am not the young man.
Two? Somebody on Ilopan sick?
Si, senor. The radio man at the Central Pacific Airlines.
Yeah, you should let him croak. Anybody in that outfit.
What was wrong with the guy, Doc?
He has the nail in his foot. Very bad infection. But I think, like the Senora Donbos, that the Senor Tyson's going to get well.
Who?
What name, Doc?
Tyson, his name is. Senor George Tyson.
He's the radio operator of Central Pacific Airlines?
Si, senor. Do you know him?
Yeah. Yeah, I know him. I gave him a job. Trigger, that Tyson bird was around when I read that letter from Dornbus. He was in the office, but he could have heard me.
And he's make the snitch about the Senor Dornbus business to his company, huh? You think that, Senor Gil? Me, I think it now absolutamente. Never do I think the Senorita Nancy, she's make the snitch.
Well, now we know she didn't, Pop. Oh, what a chump I've been.
Listen to the guy.
Listen at him. We're going to lose our shirts. We're going to go out of business. But he sings on account of some blonde babe. Hooey.